Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May the 9th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 11 and 3 quarters cents, 584 and 3 quarters. July wheat down 10 and a half cents at 643 and a half. And July beans down 19 and a half cents at 1414 and a quarter. The meal was down 790 at 419. The oil was down 61 ticks at 53.04. Kansas City and Minneapolis closed higher. July Kansas City was up 12 cents. July Minneapolis was up 4 cents. Chicago wheat being a dime lower in Kansas and Minneapolis wheat closing higher made sense considering the crop progress yesterday, showing that hard wheat is still taking a hit in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. And planting is very sparse compared to the five-year averages on the spring wheat. So it makes sense that the markets did what they did here today. Corn under pressure. Not only did the crop rating show, you know, almost 50% of the corn planted versus 42 on average. The exact number was 49%, so well ahead of averages. But then we had the Chinese cancellation this morning. That always has a bit of a detrimental effect on the grains, as we've seen once again here. I think this is now the third cancellation, totaling close to 1 million metric tons that we've seen. Most people believe that the Chinese cancellations could up the carryouts on the corn market on Friday's report, but the average guess is only up 14 million bushels to 1.356 billion bushels. So not much of an increase there. The beans are looking for an increase of 2 million bushels to 212, and the wheat up 5 million bushels to 603. So not terrible numbers considering the really poor exports that we're seeing out here. But, you know, the beans just couldn't hold in there with the meal down as much with the corn. So it all kind of fed on each other out here today. The crude oil did rally. It closed about $2.40 off its lows, but that really didn't help the bean oil out here. The Dow Jones has been higher and lower several times during the day. The dollar finished up 24 ticks at 101.39. So it really didn't have much impact out here. But the trade is, you know, closely watching what's going to happen by the end of the week with the reports. The weather remains pretty good for most of the country, though Kansas is getting some heavy rains here. I don't think it's going to do a whole lot of good for the winter wheat out here. I think it's really getting too late. But there are going to be more rains in North Dakota, which will slow planting there even further. So that's really about it. Tough day, mainly because of the better crop progress reports and the Chinese cancellations. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.